Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
The late, great Dan Fogelberg bringing us back. Thanks for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Not late or great yet. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com, and the one for my book, The Age of the Customer, is ageofthecustomer.com. Ruth Sherman is our guest. Her book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. I encourage you to get it. It's one of my favorite books. Ruth is one of our top communication experts in our brain trust, but she's one of the top in the world, too. Ruth, thanks again for being here. She's an 11-year member of our brain trust. Ruth, we're talking about the candidates and what we can learn from them. You know, Ruth, when I was coming up as a pup in the marketplace, I would hang out with my mentors, with my bosses and managers, or sometimes I'd ride with senior people who, when we were out selling, I'd ride with senior people, and I don't know, if I had to look back on my life, I'm not sure if I learned more from what I saw them do right, or if I learned more from what I saw them do wrong. There are a lot of lessons to be learned from what some politicians are doing wrong, aren't there?
Yes, there are. I consider this to be a masterclass in public communication. And anybody who's not watching and observing and learning from this is missing a unique opportunity.
Irrespective of politics.
Irrespective of politics, policy, whom you may like, and you've got to be able to put that aside. It's my stock and trade and yours too. We look at what people are doing and we try to analyze what works and what doesn't, mm-hmm. and it comes from both sides. So right now I think we were just talking about what's working with Donald Trump, what's working with Bernie Sanders. What's not working, though, with the quote-unquote anointed frontrunners, in this case Jeb Bush and Hillary Clinton?
Yeah, yeah.
So, you know, fascinating stuff.
Well, Hillary, as you know, as I said, I predicted neither one of them would be leading at the end of the year. They're in the polls. But I think Hillary has just got too much. She's not a good candidate. She doesn't speak well. She doesn't come across genuine. And if there's one, here's the thing, and I hate to say this because it's a woman involved, but I've said for years and years, the presidential race is almost become a beauty contest. And it's not that she's not an unattractive person physically. She's an unattractive person in her personality.
Yes, and she has a way that she can rescue herself, but I don't know if she is able to do that. One of the ways she can rescue herself is to become a much better public speaker and public connector. Now, I'm not saying that she can overcome all of the self-inflicted
email
wounds.
Stuff and all the other stuff going on. Yeah.
Yeah, it's not going to stop mm-hmm. that, but it's going to give people a reason to like her more than they perhaps do now. And we know that if a candidate can connect with voters as well as a salesperson can connect with customers. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. It's a big sales job. Mm-hmm. So if you can sell yourself to your target audience, you have a much better chance, like you said, of getting that sale, getting mm-hmm. that getting the votes, whatever it is, than somebody who doesn't. And right now, she's not.
Well, when I see Jeb Bush out there, in Jeb's favor, he's got plenty of money. He doesn't have to raise money like some of the other guys do. Who've fallen off the radar a little bit, who are in trouble. He's still got plenty of money, but he's fallen off the radar quite a bit. He's been the loser of Fiorina's and Carson's rise.
Right, Jim.
No, I was just going to say, and so. I don't think he knows. I don't think he quite knows what to do with all that. I think it seems to me like that shocked him. What do you think?
It seems to me that Jeb Bush simply doesn't want to be there. Now, he may very well want to be there, but mm-hmm. the way he looks and sounds and moves, and that's the nonverbal stuff, that's the stuff mm-hmm. I study and observe, and it makes such a huge difference. He just doesn't look like he wants to be there. He doesn't look ready for prime time. And again, he may very well be very articulate, but he's simply not coming across as somebody who has that fire in his belly, right?
And even though in sales, if he were selling something, which he is, but if he were selling in the marketplace, he might have the best product at the best price, but people may not want him calling on them.
It's simple. And people don't want to believe that that actually makes a difference. They always want to believe that the material is, you know, it's the product, it's the service. We have the best this, we have the best price, and we know it. But it's like, if you can't persuade your customer, or in this case, the voter, that you actually do have the answers for them, that you know what their lives are like, that you can make their lives better, they are simply going to look
but
elsewhere.
You know, Ruth, I know that you and I both want more specifics. We want to know what specifics are. But I think America is ready for a candidate on either side of the aisle to say, you know what, folks, we're Americans. We stand for something. We're proud of ourselves. We're a little bit over the top proud. Maybe we're a little bit arrogant, but we got the goods to back it up. We got the history to back it up. Let's be America again. That's a bit of color ribbon. I think it's going to play a big part in this next election. What do you think?
I think so, too. And speaking of which, Donald Trump has the greatest slogan, Make America Great Again.
Isn't that great?
Let's make America great again. It is the greatest slogan. And those kinds of things make a difference. Again, taps right into just the way we're feeling.
Yeah. Hey, Ruth, what a great job you did today. Thank you so much, as always.
Oh, thank you, Jim.
Give us that website one more time.
Interesting. RuthSherman.com. Yes.
All right, folks, and the book is called Get Them to See It Your Way Right Away, How to Persuade Anyone of Anything. Whatever Ruth does is top shelf. Ruth, thanks again. We'll see you next time.
You bet. Thanks, Jim.
Ruth Sherman, ladies and gentlemen, she's great, and she'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Here's Robert Crane to take us out.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.